from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A day after the victory and Mosul still not without violence. Gunfire and explosions in Mosul today. A sporadic battling continued to take place after Iraq declaring victory. U.S. President Donald Trump is congratulating Iraq, its prime minister and security forces, for liberating the city of Mosul from Islamic State. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi formally declared victory over ISIS yesterday in taking back the city. Islamic State had declared the capital of its caliphate in Iraq. Mr. Trump said in a White House statement, the victory in Mosul signals that ISIS days in Iraq and Syria are numbered. We will continue to seek its total destruction. The New York Times reported late Monday that the man who set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney last year indicated in an email to Trump that the Russian government was the source of information that might hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. The Times story was based on information from three people with knowledge of the email, and the message from publicist Rob Goldstone told Mr. Trump that the material was part of a Russian government effort to help his father, Donald Trump, defeat Clinton. According to a South Korean lawmaker, South Korea's intelligence agency is casting doubt on North Korea's boast that it carried out a test launch of its first intercontinental ballistic missile. The North said it launched the Hwasong-14 last Tuesday from a mobile launcher from an airport near its border with China, but South Korean Representative Yi Won-young, a member of Parliament's Intelligence Committee, told reporters that the National Intelligence Service has not been able to confirm that Pyongyang has developed the technology to build an ICBM. He also said the agency had not detected any unusual activity at North Korea's nuclear test site. This is VOA News. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations has appealed to genuine partners to help end his country's devastating six-year war, insisting that such international cooperation must involve President Bashar al-Assad's government.
We consider what happened today, meaning the meaningful discussions we have had with Mr. de Mistura, the special envoy, an important introduction to discuss this file, meaning combating terrorism.
Bashar al-Jafari spoke to reporters after meeting in Geneva with the UN envoy for Syria as part of the seventh and latest round of indirect peace talks on Syria. In addition to terrorism, he said government experts were also expected to take up technical talks on political issues. Pentagon officials say they have no information to confirm reports that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported yesterday that it has information confirmed the death of the ISIS leader, but the monitoring group's director told AFP, "We learned of it today, but we do not know when nor how he died." Egyptian police say they've killed six suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfight broke out. All six suspected militants were killed. The FBI has arrested an active-duty U.S. soldier on terrorism charges, accusing him of planning to deliver classified documents and military hardware to Islamic State group. Sergeant First Class Akaika Kong was arrested Saturday in Hawaii, where he is stationed. He's said to be 34 and a veteran of military service in Iraq and Afghanistan. Most recently, he was assigned as an air traffic controller at Wheeler Army Airfield in Honolulu. His father, Clifford, says he was stunned to hear of this.
Why would he do that? You know, he got everything going for him. Just don't understand.
The Associated Press reported that a criminal complaint filed by the FBI said that Kong attempted to turn over classified and unclassified military documents to Islamic State. A U.S. military plane crashed Monday in the southern state of Mississippi, killing at least 16 people. Officials did not give details about where the plane originated from or where it was flying when it went down in a field about 150 kilometers north of Mississippi's capital city of Jackson. The cause of the crash was also not clear. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Qatar for talks today aimed at helping resolve the dispute between the Persian Gulf nation and its neighbors. Tillerson traveled there from Kuwait, where he's been working to mediate the crisis, after meeting with Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Sabah. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.